The sweet blessing of our Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit be with you all, heart dwellers. You know, the Lord wounds and the Lord binds up. He does both. He's a master at reforming us and helping us. And tonight he's talking about healing. I asked him, Lord, what's on your heart? And he said that they should all be one, even as the Father and I are one. And this is referring to the last video that I did on gossip. And I wanted to go fishing, but the nets were torn. And just to clarify something, I certainly wasn't talking about all Brazilians. I'm just talking about a very small group. Well, a group of about 400 people that have been seriously under attack. And my heart goes out to them. And they needed healing. And other people around them needed healing. And I'm just hoping that what the Lord had to say, what he gave me to say, will reach into their hearts and there'll be a healing and they'll join in unity, because that's what he really wants. So the Lord continued here. This kind of thing happens when souls are wounded and have very little self-worth. They long to be accepted and loved by others. Yet the wounds run so deep in their souls, they end up alienating others. You know all about that. You have been there. Yes, Lord, it is true. So how does one get beyond that? By coming to me and allowing me to rearrange their thoughts about themselves. I heal their wounds. I dress them with kindness. I pray over them until they are restored. It is very hard, if not impossible, for anyone to lead others when they are carrying deep wounds in their hearts. And if they do lead, it is usually others who carry wounds similar to theirs that follow them. Misery does love company, and wounded souls seek out the companionship of other wounded souls. They can either heal one another with me living inside of them, or carry one another deeper into the pits of resentment, jealousy, and rejection. It is a root of rejection. Satan begins at a very early age in the childhood to cultivate that root and make ready for rebellion. What you learned as a new Christian is true. Rejection opens the door for so many demons, especially rebellion. The broken and wounded are amongst the poorest and most needy souls, and I hate having to correct them, but when they turn against others, wounding my body, I must call a question. My dear and holy ones, clothe yourselves in love, as I clothe you in love. Each day as you spend substantial time with me, I give you rest and restore your souls. When you feel that jealousy and bitterness are rising up in you, come to me immediately. Confess it and beg forgiveness as well as healing. My heart is to make you whole so the body can be whole. But I need your cooperation. I need you to recognize that this self-righteous spirit is poison and not from me. You are not defending my honor when you attack others and find fault. You are sowing division, breaking the nets, chasing away the catch, my catch. Oh, how I weep for those who were scandalized through bad example. I see their hopes dashed to pieces when they see what Christians do to one another. Some are blessed. They know me and know that it is not my heart. Not my way. But others don't recognize that it is not my heart, and they turn to witchcraft, divination, and the New Age to fill their spiritual void. Many, many of the New Agers are highly focused on loving their brother. You want to know why that movement has so much success? Self-righteous, critical, and judgmental Christians play a huge part in turning away a hungry soul seeking spiritual depth. I'm not saying they are innocent on all levels, but what I must call my church, has played a major role in filling the pews of New Age churches. When Christians act like Christians, act like me, they will seek me out. Until then, they are finding solace in counterfeits that preach, teach, and live love. Until then, they are finding solace in counterfeits that preach, teach, and live love. And do you know some of them are safer there than in the local churches? Why? Because being trained in love, they begin to find me. They begin to find love. Rather than sinking deeper into bitterness, they embrace love. And in the proper hour, I will reveal myself to them and crack open that heart that has erected a hard shell against Christianity, because those who do not follow my teachings have wounded them. People that do not know or have my heart teach the Bible. They are trained in legalisms without knowing by experience the laws of mercy. This results in a whole generation of Pharisees. They lack the tassels on the outside, but on the inside they are abundant. This is why I have rejected many of this generation of preachers to lead my people. This is why I have raised up shepherds after my own heart. They are wounded souls that found love and cleaved to me until they were healed. Now I am sending them out without any credentials other than deep scars that have healed and been filled with the anointing of my love. These are the ones I referred to when I said, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." And the wage of the worker that only worked a few hours because they weren't hired in the beginning will be the same as the wage of a worker who was hired in the beginning. These are the generation that will build for me a holy nation and prepare the way, leveling every pretense, every religious spirit, every haunt of self-righteousness and pride. There is hope for all, if only they will see. I did not come to judge, but to love, heal, and encourage. And I need all my spokesmen and spokeswomen to be gentle. A bruised reed they shall not break, as it is written, "Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will faithfully bring forth justice." That's Isaiah 42. And I believe what the Lord is saying here, and that quote is that shepherds after his own heart are also going to resemble him, just as it's written here in Isaiah 42. So the Lord bless you all, heart dwellers, and bring healing and new understanding to all of us. He's with us to heal us and to build us up. Amen.